DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. The lead investigator in the Oscar Pistorius murder case has been charged with attempted murder. On the third day of Pistorius' bail hearing, it was confirmed that Hilton Botha is due in court in May on 7 charges of attempted murder. Detective Botha and 2 other police officers are alleged to have fired shots when they tried to stop a minivan carrying 7 passengers in 2011. A new detective is now in charge of the Pistorius prosecution. Neville Malila is from Pretoria Police.
There will be questions around the timing of this. It's in the middle of our bail the bail hearing, and we, as I said, we only received that information late yesterday afternoon.
26-year-old Pistorius, the first Paralympic athlete ever to run in the London Olympics last year, has been charged with murder after his girlfriend, model Reeva Steenkamp, was shot and killed on February the 14th. His bail hearing adjourned on Thursday without decision and will reconvene on Friday. In other news, at least 11 people have been killed in back-to-back explosions in the city of Hyderabad in southern India. The 2 bombs detonated within minutes of each other on Thursday in the district of Dilsukh Nagar, which is mainly Hindu. It's the first major bombing in India since a blast outside the National High Court in New Delhi in September 2011 killed 13 people. The country's been on high alert since the high-profile execution of Mohammad Afzal Guru 2 weeks ago. He was convicted for his role in an attack on India's parliament in 2001, which killed 14 people. Dozens of people have been killed in a car bombing in Syria's capital, Damascus. The explosion happened near the offices of the ruling Ba'ath Party. Syria's state television said the blast had killed 53 and wounded more than 200. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency also reported that the nearby Russian embassy was damaged in the blast. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is urging the opposition and the regime to start peace talks.
It's very important that the readiness of the Syrian opposition for dialogue is met with a confirmation from the government that they too are ready for dialogue. The government has been talking about it for a long while, but now it's time to test those words with concrete actions.
The blast came as members of the main opposition Syrian National Coalition met in Cairo to discuss how to approach talks with the regime. Deutsche Welle correspondent Karim El-Ghahari is in Cairo following events.
What the Syrian opposition is doing, it's trying to put its house in order, because the head of the National Coalition, of course, offered a few days ago talks with people of the regime that don't have blood on their hands. Now, basically, the whole thing is discussed, this proposal. It's not everyone in the opposition, not even the opposition is here in Cairo, is agreeing, especially the Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood.
The UN estimates that at least 70,000 people have been killed in the 23-month-long conflict. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Germany's Roman Catholic bishops have approved the use of the morning after pill in extreme circumstances. Church leaders came to the agreement after 2 rape victims were refused the pill at 2 Catholic hospitals in Cologne. A man has been arrested in Italy, suspected of being a high-profile football match fixer. The police have identified him as Slovenian national Admir Sulic and described the 31-year-old as a key element in their investigation into match fixing in Italy between 2009 and 2011. Sulic has been accused of criminal association aimed at sporting fraud and is believed to have travelled to Italy with the intention of turning himself in. He is one of more than 50 people who have been arrested in the operation, which is called Last Bet. Over 100 others are under investigation. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.